show you tune in, try to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We will be with you live out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this beautiful, almost winter-like day down here in Central Texas, the 24th of October, 2005. I don't even think it got up to 60 degrees down here today, folks. Strong northerly wind. Well, if you set sail on the thing, you could probably be in Havana in about an hour and 45 minutes. I think this is what blew the hurricane, aside from weather modification or anything else. I think this is the major thing that was responsible for taking that hurricane, flipping it about, what, about 40 degrees out of Honduras and pointing it right at Florida, which it's come and gone. Not any real great shakes down there. They've already estimated a couple of $1 billion in damage. But at any rate, people were prepared for it. It's like a normal day occurrence for them anymore. At any rate, coming up after this first break, I'm going to have Jack McClam on for a few minutes. And unless you've been in a hidey hole someplace, folks, and you don't know or haven't heard the name Jack McClam, well, then you have been in a hidey hole. Maybe you've been out there hiding with Osama bin Laden someplace on the planet that, you know, our government can't seem to find him. But at any rate, Jack is, let me set this one up. Jack's been fighting the globalists for about 25 years through his work with the great piece that he did, Vampire Killer 2000. I mean, that itself was worth the admission, but for about 25 years, he's been working with law enforcement and military, trying to wake them up to the ever-encroaching, now on the horizon, very plain, very discernible features here, the globalists, the New World Order. He's been talking to a lot of people over the years, and he came on this network, and he's been doing a program at 6 p.m. Central Time, well, actually following this one, and he was on WWCR 9985, I do believe it was. Yeah. Well, he's not there anymore. And we want to get him on the new frequency of 5.050, and we're ready to do that any day, except for one thing. We have to prepay the time. Okay, so that means whatever time we're going for that block from 6 into 10, that include that will include Rick Adams from 8 to 10, of course, Jack McClam from 6 to 7, and talk to Butch Paw today. He might be interested in adding to his program lineup, and he might want to come on the network. And I think that'd be kind of a dandy thing to put Butch Paw between Rick Adams and Jack McClam. I think that'd be kind of a cool thing to do. At any rate, we'll take the break. I'm holding Jack up from his lunch here. I looked at my clock and I thought, why is somebody eating lunch at 5 minutes after four? Then it struck me, he's behind me time-wise. At any rate, we won't hold up his lunch. I'll have Jack up for just a few minutes right after this break. And don't forget, tomorrow I've got Bill Sardi on, and Wednesday, Michael Chapman. So mark it down on your calendar, or a little post-it note, those are easier. We'll take a break here. Be right back with Jack McClam.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back. I have Jack McClam on the phone with me. Hi, Jack.
Hello, brother. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm a-doing.
Well, good, good.
How's things? It's about 59, 60 degrees down here in Texas. What's the weather up there like in Idaho?
It's about 60, 62 degrees up here, and it's fairly bright. We got a little bit of an overcast that I believe all is not chemtrails. I think there's actually some clouds up there, too.
You know, I long for the days where the only thing I saw up there were the wispy little cirrus clouds, you know, and you didn't have to think, well, let me see, is that a chemtrail dispersing
right.
in the air?
You got to kind of examine it to see what it is.
Well, Jack,
it's a beautiful fall time up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. We love it. It's just wonderful weather, good weather to get out and walk or climb or hunt. The hunting season's open up here now, so got a lot of guys shooting elk and deer running around.
Ah, you mean the places where you hear gunshots and don't think they're aimed at you?
That's right. You kind of duck and cover, you know, just in case.
Well, Jack, I understand that I interrupted your lunch here. I'll let you get back to it here in a second.
That's okay.
But I just wanted to remind listeners that what we're trying to do here, by the way, maybe I shouldn't. Well, yes, I will. I will mention this. You've been putting out the word here for donations for your for your program to maintain shortwave time.
Yeah.
Well, we've got, I think, $150 committed, and we need about $800.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
well,
so
we're short quite a bit then.
Well, but there's a lot of people out there, Jack, that, you know, that have listened and know who you are, know what you've been doing, know what you're trying to do. And I think they're just assuming that somebody else is going to pick up the gauntlet and smack the globalists in the face with it. Well, evidently, that hasn't happened.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, I know that Friday, I think, was the end of that shortwave, wasn't it? On Friday?
Yeah, it was.
Last Friday, yeah. Well, we've got a lot of good shortwave listeners out there. I'm sorry to hear that they're not going to be listening today then.
Well, this is kind of a warning, too, because I'm going to get flooded with the calls here at the network going, we can't hear Jack. And I guess a lot of people, Jack, you know, they I've stopped trying to figure them out anymore. But we'll just lay this out very simply. Your organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, your Vampire Killer 2000, which I said was worth the price of admission. And some of the stuff that you've done, and we need you to continue because we need that contact with the military and the police. And I'm just thrilled to death to have your program on the network, but we have to buy block time of that shortwave, which means, and this is what it comes down to. I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but if we buy the block time of the shortwave, which we have to do, then we've got to have somebody in there that can maintain that shortwave time, which means your program. So what I'm saying here to the listeners out there, and I know they respond when I bring it to their attention and focus in on this thing. Jack, we're going to get you sponsors for your program. Make sure that you maintain, you know, your shortwave outreach. And the neat thing about this this 5.050 is this is aimed right at California. So, in other words, that time of the evening, as the days get shorter and shorter, I mean, Jack, you're going to be blasting out all over the place here in America, and it's probably going to end up being a better frequency than the one that you were on.
I see.
So,
okay, that sounds great.
And it's going to be, guess what, half the cost of the old frequency.
That sounds even better to this old Irish cop here. That sounds even better.
You know, there's many things I have not learned to do in my life, Jack, and maybe some of those things I didn't do very well, but I always remembered how to count. I can do.
That's important.
Yeah, it is. So yeah. I just wanted to bring you on here and let people know that they need to call the office today because we can plug you into that 5.050. And if the network had the money to do it, I wouldn't find it necessary to do it. But we've got to prepay that time.
I understand. Yeah.
And I just want to ask listeners today. To call us at 800-724-2719, extension 113. I'll repeat that a couple more times. But for Jack McLam's program on this network, so we can plug him in, get him started, and then we'll find him some sponsors or maybe somebody out there. Jack, you know a lot of people. Maybe there's people out there with deep enough pockets saying, oh, yeah, I'll do 100 a month or I'll do a couple of hundred a month to keep you on the air. The point of it is to get it up there and get it rolling. And then, as anything else, Jack, you know, we've always done what? We've always done everything on the fly and through the good graces of God. And, well, if the wind was blowing right, we usually get to where we need to go.
Well, the Lord has always blessed us, brother. There's always somebody out there that are disciples that want to do what God wants them to do. And so we, for some reason, we always make it and give all the credit to the Lord for that. And we'll make this, too. We'll make it happen.
All right. Yeah. Well, they need to call that 800-724-2719, extension 113. And, Jack, I'm sure we'll get the calls tonight. Where's Jack McLam? Oh, gosh, I love this program. You used to listen to him every night on shortwave, and all of a sudden you're not going to be there. Well, as fast as they can act, it looks like we'll be able to get you on one day this weekend, or I'm sorry, one day this week if people act fast enough.
Okay, well,
that
sounds real good, John.
All right, well, Jack,
brother, thank you for all you do for so many over there and all the people helping you. We just love you to death. Our two police and military associations just appreciate so much you helping us reach wonderful people in the private sector and also those cops and soldiers out there that keep contacting us. So Thanks so much, John, for what you're doing there.
Not a problem, Jack. I look at it as my duty and my obligation. Aside from that, it's a pleasure.
Okay, brother. Well, Lord bless you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it very much.
Right. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Yeah, folks, you know what his total cost of a shortwave bill is going to be? And I can say this now because, well, I'm no longer on the other one. But one of the main reasons why we switched shortwave stations, because the more time that we wanted to buy, the more we were expected to pay. Now, I don't know how things go in your life, but it's been my experience that, well, if you buy quantity of something, well, you get each individual widget a little bit cheaper. Stands to reason, right? Well, that's not the way it was working on the other shortwave station. The more time that we wanted to buy, the more we were being charged per hour. And not only that, the contract was not in my name or Republic Broadcasting's name. It was going through an intermediary. I knew I was going to mess that one up. Or a middleman. But now we have control of that, and we can write our own contracts for our own time. But the thing of it is we can't make additions and deletions. In other words, we can't have a buy a block time and go, oh, well, I don't want that hour. Or, no, I don't want this hour. No, we have to buy the whole thing. So this is why I'm saying, you know, I love Jack McLam to death. But if we're going to buy that block time and we're going to put on, maybe Butch Paul wants to expand his program to 2 hours. Butch is actually considering that. Talk to him today. Rick Adams is going to be on. So in order to do this, we need to have you call 800-724-2719, extension 113. And we're only talking about $800 a month here, folks. Is there anybody out there that listens to Jack McLam that has a business that might want to sponsor him? A couple of two, three people, honorable mention, whatever, on the program? Hey, it's up to you. Folks, put on your little beanies and think. But please, for Jack's sake, to get him on, because this network cannot pay the shortwave time. I want everybody to understand that. If we were making the money, no problem whatsoever. I'm not a greedy guy. I'm not couching money. I'm not saving up for a trip to Honduras and open up a radio station. Or I'm not buying tons of gold and silver and stuffing it under my mattress or whatever. No, we run operations real, real close to the vest. And it is effective, folks. There's not, I don't think there's another network out there that can lay claim as we maximize each and every dollar that we come by. I don't know if there's anybody out there that does quite the job that we do with what we have. So it only goes to follow a little bit more that we have, a little bit more that we can do. So give us a call, 800-724-2719, extension 113. And if that line is busy, just leave a message on it or call back. Or if you don't want to wait, just leave your name and your phone number, and we'll contact you back as soon as we possibly can. But it looks like, as it stands right now, at least $650, folks. That's what we need to plug Jack in, and we can do that this week. So it is entirely up to you. Like I said, if the network had the money, hey, no big deal. In my estimation, is Jack McLam worth for the shortwave, is he worth $800 a month? I would definitely say so, wouldn't you? And we don't, keep this in mind, folks. We don't charge any of our talk show hosts satellite time or production time or board operators or phone lines or none of that stuff. Because my position has always been this is a trade-out for their talent. And we do everything we can to maximize their voice. And if I had the money, if this network was making the money, I wouldn't be talking to you about this issue right now. But until we can plug Jack in there and get him a sponsor or somebody of the many, many people that listen to him. I know a lot of those people out there are pretty well healed. Well, I guess I'm asking you to step up to the plate. Maybe you want to sponsor his program every month. Maybe you want to sponsor for 6 months. Who knows? Well, the only thing I know is the network can't afford to pay the talk show host shortwave bills. So there it is, 800-724-2719, extension 113. We'll launch into the news of the day right after this. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife the Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Boy, there's so many folks. Sometimes I get so busy around here, I'm working during the breaks. Having conversations with the employees and people and things. And sometimes I'm just scrambled, so let me unscramble the old brain here. Saddam lawyers sabotaged odious agenda behind media's trial coverage by Greg Szymanski. I can never say this guy's name right. Szymanski, which, by the way, he has a program on this network at 1 p.m. Central Time, and he's on shortwave 11-9-20. We're still looking for a sponsor to cover his show, too, but at any rate. Clark was barred from seeing Saddam Hussein. Former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark says the trial against Saddam is illegal and that the trial itself should be invalid. Defense lawyers also say they've been harassed by U.S. operatives. Well, didn't I hear in the news the other day that one of Saddam Hussein's lawyers were just outright killed? Why don't they just have a proper trial and, you know, find him properly guilty and properly hang him and just get it over with and forget all the folderol? According to Greg, his story says the biased U.S. mainstream press has again let down the people, distorting facts and slanting storylines. No better example of such shenanigans exists than the recent reporting by Fox News, the Weekly Standard, and all the big city dailies, including the New York Times, regarding the events surrounding the court proceedings of Saddam Hussein scheduled for, that's right, it was scheduled for October 19th. Well, see, they're having a few problems with this, ladies and gentlemen, and they can't quite seem to figure out what to do with this guy. Now, yeah, I'll say this the same thing I said about Slobodan Milosevic, which, by the way, his trial is still going on. How much news are you hearing from his trial? Oh, well, he was the evil guy. That's why we were over there, you know, bombing this and shooting that and whatever else. But it's not important to cover the guy's trial. Well, here's the new fish to be fried here, Saddam Hussein. You know, this evil dictator, this evil leader of this foreign country. You know, wouldn't this be better? Wouldn't this be better than court TV? You know, wouldn't this be better than the Michael Jackson trial or the O.J. Simpson trial? I mean, wouldn't this appeal to a lot of people here in this country? I mean, who gave a rat's tail about, you know, O.J. Simpson and, you know, or who cared about Michael Jackson? Well, obviously a lot of people did, and the news media has recognized that, so they covered his trial ad nauseum. There was one point where Michael Jackson was in the news, and I think the figure, if memory serves correctly, was well over 500, but I think it was 545 or 550 days continually without missing one day, and that includes weekends, that Jacko was in the news. Now, I would think that Saddam Hussein's trial would draw a lot more than Jacko or the old football star. But we'll see. don't count on seeing it on late night TV or whatever the case may be. And who is this woman that's on Fox News that follows Bill O'Reilly? And I referred to her as, she looks like a cartoon character out of the old Spinner and Paddlefoot. Remember that cartoon series? I think it was back in the, I think it went back to the late 50s, early 60s, where they just did the static shot, the mat, the cartoon mat, and they had real lips. They morphed those in, and that's all you saw was, well, that's Greta Van Susteren. And she's supposedly doing a show on the law and trials. She's a lawyer herself. But, you know, what you'll hear about is the people, the individual people that end up missing, like the girl in Aruba that came up missing. You know, they'll do little specially, but only one-offs, you know, and they'll cover that ad nauseum. But you know, if I owned a news network like CNN, and forget what CNN is right now, I have no illusions about that. But if I was the owner of CNN, or if I was a program producer, you better believe I'd be covering that trial over there, and I'd be putting that on television. I might have to edit it down a little bit for content or whatever the case may be, but I would have a full hour every day, Monday through Friday, of the trial of Saddam Hussein. I mean, wouldn't that be good dramatic TV? I mean, Hollywood and the television people, they go to extreme lengths to come up with new schemes and new scripts to hold the public's attention. All they'd have to do is send somebody over there to record it. They wouldn't have to put out any money at all. But that's not going to happen. Trust me on that. Szymanski goes on to say that these outlets intentionally slanted recent interviews with a distinguished and well-respected international human rights attorney and Professor Dr. Curtis Dobler, making it appear as if the rule of law had been followed to the letter in Hussein's case. But nothing is further from the truth, according to Dobler. And I don't doubt that for a second. Now, what is even more troubling is that as Dobler told his story in the neocon party line media outlets, and there are many, his statements were intentionally left out and paraphrased to give the sense that Hussein's defense attorneys were actually being given a fair shot of representing their client. More on this subject after we return. We'll take the break, and many other stories coming up. I don't even have time to tell you what they are, but we'll get to all of them today and your calls. Have anything that's on your mind, something newsworthy, something you saw that was cool, something that's working to get this constitutional republic back? We'll hear from you. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Dobler said in this interview, he said, the first thing I have to clear up is what the press has reported is neither, in parentheses, it says, am I nor is a former, I don't understand this. U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark, former U.S. Attorney Ramsey Clark, really representing or truly can be called Saddam Hussein's attorney, said Dobler in a telephone conversation this week from New York. Dobler cites Article 14 in the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights as precedent. That's a new one on me, folks. I hadn't heard of that one. Pointing out that it is a long-standing international agreement that mandates a defendant to be given a right to a lawyer, and the lawyer, in turn, be given adequate facilities to prepare a defense. Now, on the question of attorneys, since Dobler and Clark have been given little, if any, time to even see or visit their client, Dobler insists that neither of them could be called the attorney representing Saddam. We are willing to represent Mr. Hussein, said Dobler. Mr. Clark and I have signed power of representation from him. In other words, Saddam Hussein gave them the power of attorney to say, yeah, you can act in my behalf. But if you do not have access to your client, I would rather have my little sister represent him. And what really is ridiculous is that the news publications covering the story always start out by saying numerous lawyers are representing him, but this is totally wrong. Now, Dobler believes the government trial should not go forward since the tribunal itself does not meet international law standards or impartiality and fairness. You know, in this country, folks, if a client receives undue press, negative press, the lawyer can ask a judge for a change of venue. Well, what do you do in case of a leader? Where do you move the trial to? The moon? Now, Dober believes he says the court set up in Baghdad is not only biased, but it's incompetent and totally lacking any type of legal credibility normally associated with international cases. As lawyers, we hope the rule of law will be respected, and thus far, this has not been the case. Actually, Dober contends that the whole concept behind the tribunal is illegal. There's an overwhelming number of jurists, he says, and statesmen around the world bound by international law who openly recognize the invasion of Iraq as a preemptive strike and in violation of all sound principles of international law. And it's important to note that one cannot create legal rights out of an illegal act, meaning what's going on in the Saddam Hussein trial has no legal merit to begin with. Now, another important fact about Saddam's trial, ignored by the American press, concerns the harassment of the only attorney to be officially appointed by the Iraqi court, Khalil Khalil al-Dalami, an Iraqi lawyer assigned to Saddam's case as the initial legal contact in Baghdad, never has been allowed to visit with his client privately. Thus, he, in accordance with Dobler's remarks, can hardly be considered to be truly representing Saddam either. Now, equally shocking, this Dalami has accused U.S. operatives of outright harassment, including breaking into his Baghdad home and stealing and destroying legal documents related to Saddam's case. Although, and I guess it's just the prosecution trying to get a hand up here, folks. I mean, yeah. Although Dobler and al-Dalami have tried to bring these violations to the attention of the press and the authorities, they have never surfaced in the American media and never have been investigated by Iraqi nor U.S. authorities. Well, this stands to reason, because the people that are vying for the political seats over in Iraq right now don't need Saddam Hussein around. The government wants the Iraq lie to stick, so therefore they're not going to put the number one guy on trial and give him a fair shake at a fair shot. You know, I'm not saying Saddam Hussein is a saint here, but, you know, isn't this what America touted all these years, that we're the land of the free and the home of the brave? And being the home of the brave, we're not worried about trials or outcomes. We don't try to prepackage and pre-digest them. We let the merits of the case stand, and we let the process go through, right? That's what I always thought. But evidently, Saddam's got enough dirty laundry that he could smear any number of people. And that would include up to and including George W. Bush, Mr. Halliburton himself, Dick Cheney, Bush's daddy, Herbert Walker, and a whole slew of other people. So this is a very dangerous case. I don't know why they just didn't kill the guy. Now I'm starting to sound like Pat Robertson about the Venezuelan leader. I'm not advocating just killing the guy. That's not what I'm saying. But they're so fearful of this trial that they've got to go to the extent of harassing his attorneys, not letting these people get in to see him. I mean, come on. If Saddam Hussein is a bad guy, let America and the rest of the world know how bad he is. Let's televise the proceedings. And I'll tell you what. And I'm serious about this. I've mentioned this before. If Ramsey Clark can get in there and he has some sway, ends up being an attorney for Saddam Hussein, and there's a reason, and we'll have to get this gentleman on the air, the reason why he wants to be one of Saddam Hussein's lawyers, meaning Mr. Clark, that is, I would love, and we could do this, if we could get coverage of that trial, gavel-to-gavel coverage, we'll put it on the Internet. That's right. Probably be one of the only sources here in America that you'd be able to see the trial. I'd be very interested, wouldn't you? I mean, folks are spending $1 billion a day here to set up democracy and depose. Oh, that's right. He was one of the axes of evil at one time, right up there with Pol Pot, Hitler, and, well, they don't say Joe Stalin was necessarily bad because he was our bud and pal during World War II. Oh, that's right. Fighting the Nazis, only to bring in communism worldwide. But I'm serious about this. If we can get an in into that, I will put his trial, gavel to gavel, through our website and make that streaming available. I mean, that would be powerful stuff, because I'm just as interested as anybody else to see what goes on with Saddam Hussein. See, the only reporting that we ever got, unless you know one of his relatives or know somebody that knows Saddam Hussein, what have we been fed? That's right. What has been piped through the absolutely, totally controlled medium in this country? So that might be something to look forward to. Tim in Florida. Hello, Tim.
Hi. I think this may be the first time I've heard your show. And I may have heard it Friday. Anyway, what I want to make this short. I know Jack McLam. I know about his newsletter. I wasted over $200,000 on liars in court trying to defend my children.
Did you call them liars or lawyers?
That's what they are. That's what they are. I call the lawyers liars. For one thing, when they take an oath, it's an oath to the British Accreditation Regency, the bar.
And it doesn't, hey, and Tim, doesn't it make you feel good that about 92% of our wonderful Congress critters are they themselves lawyers?
Yes, yes. You can't have a lawyer judge, just like the don't vote for lawyers. Well, it's an oxymoron when a lawyer is a judge. About Jack McLam, and there is a website, peoples-rights.com. I sponsored a seminar with People's Rights about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Only four people showed up out of a 400-mile radius because people do not want to learn knowledge and the meaning of words and the meaning of acceptance, contract, appearance trap.
Right.
Well, I've been doing their what they've taught me for the past 3 years with the IRS. You'll see a neutral response letter on their website. And a story, it ain't me scenario. Well, I finally learned that I am not a juristic person, a fictitious person.
Oh, you mean
corporation?
Yeah, you're not in the flesh here, representative of their corporation. You mean you're a sovereign individual?
I am a natural man.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a dummy corporation, and the IRS sent the dummy corporation, who they're saying that I am, a 2001 document saying that the dummy corporation, who I am, owe them $200,000. Well, I didn't know how much money the natural man, me, had made in 2001, but the IRS let the natural man know. So, as a human being, states one, living in a real state of the United States, I did a neutral response letter, sent it back, certified, with the IRS documents. There's some other things you have to do. You send it back certified. This stops service of process, the appearance trap. So then I got a letter a few weeks after that saying thank you for adhering to this, you know, and there, it's a really nice, sweet letter from the bee. Well, I can say it on the air because it says in the Bible, a bastard can never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
Well, the IRS bastards. And I did the process again. About 6 months later, the dummy corporation, who they say I am, got a letter saying, oh, we revised your documents. You only owe us $49,000.
Well, didn't that make you feel good that you went from $200,000 down to $49,000?
Oh, yes, yes. I felt wonderful. I said, oh, thank you. You saved me some money here. Well, I said, Homie don't play that game anymore.
Uh-huh.
Homie the clown. Well, I sent it back with the neutral response letter. Thanks to peoples-rights.com. They have taught me well, and they have taught me about getting pulled over by a revenue collector, constable on patrol, cop, constable on patrol for the Queen of England. Well, I don't understand. Because how
well,
can...
Well, let me do this, because I'm sure you've got a lot to say here. Can you hone this thing down a little bit?
Yes. Check out the website, www.peoplesrights.com.
Peoples-rights.com. Okay.
And step out of the box and stop fearing the government and take a step and stop paying the IRS, because the money goes straight to the people in government so they can pay their own freaking bills.
Well,
it doesn't pay the roads and schools and stuff.
No, of course it doesn't. And it doesn't even come anywhere close to paying the juice on the national debt. In other words, if they take in over $1 trillion a year various ways in taxes, all that's doing is paying the interest. The juice is still running on the money we've already borrowed from these money changers. So none of this is going for any government service, anything else. The real issue here should be getting rid of the IRS, having the government pare back to its constitutional roots. You know, it's involved in health care and retirement benefits and everything else, all of which they shouldn't be involved in. Okay, so
yes,
we could have smaller government. We could get rid of that bothersome employee. I mean, how many people are now employed by the IRS? You know, they'd have to go out and get an honest job and get into the private sector. Maybe they can come out in the private sector and push a lot of the illegals out of the jobs that you're holding in America right now.
Well, if you could get this person, I mean, not this person, this human being, Dave DeRemmer from People's Rights Association, on your show, you will understand the meaning of words that are qualified teachers. Qualified means limited to knowledge. Qualified teachers teach our little children, also taught me, limited my knowledge, limited teaching me on what the word drive means. Just the word drive.
Tim, you're going to take me off on another tangent here, but let me just say this, and I'll let you go. That's okay. I know you got a lot on your mind, but you ever listen to my show on Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m.?
I've been listening to Chris Gerner 11:20.
11:09, yeah.
And I think Friday someone came on. He was taking place. Some guy couldn't show up or had to do something. Just that mailer.
Yeah, that's me.
What?
That's the show that you're calling in. Right now.
Are you John Stettmiller?
Yes, sir, I am. See how small world, isn't it?
Okay, so then last Friday,
I had Greg Szymanski on.
Well, also Kate Griggs.talks.com.
Yeah.
She was married to a colonel who was assassin. Well, I got on the computer and checked it out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we say abolish the IRS and do this and do that, people are so brainwashed.
Yeah.
This website, this knowledge, is only for people who have ears to hear and
eyes
to see.
Tim, I got to let you go, but I would invite you to tune in on Thursdays. I've been doing this ever since I opened up the network last June. We have either Ed Waller on or John Ainsworth on Thursday, and we talk about Constitution and taxes and the IRS and all the government structure. We do that every Thursday, so I invite you to listen in then. And Tim, you know, this guy's rolling over, isn't he? I mean, he's just bubbling. Yeah, tune into that show, and I appreciate your call very much. Joe in Massachusetts. Hello, Joe.
Oh, hello, John. How you doing? I didn't hear the click, so I didn't know whether I came on or not.
That means we've got better equipment than the other guys.
Well, I like that beep noise. You know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why is Irwin Chip in jail? And then I have something else I want to touch on.
I don't know if Irwin, is he back in jail? Because he was supposed to be on this program last Wednesday.
Well, he was on a coast-to-coast briefly. I think he's out of jail, but I think, I guess, until this appeal. Now, why isn't this stuff working for him? That's my question, my first question.
I don't know. That's why I attempted to get him on the program, and whoever was working in his office was very, very rude to me. Not that that's going to stop me from getting Irwin on, because I've known Irwin for a number of years.
Yeah.
But
I met him when he was up here in Boston. He was very nice to me.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. He was on George Norrie for about a half hour or so.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite enjoyable. I have another question. It's been bothering me, and I don't need any degradation toward the network, but Wednesday night had an excellent show on at 8 o'clock when they had about that war, what's it, in Ohio. Can you tell me why Peter is off the air? I really enjoy hearing him along with a lot of the other callers, like Jack McLam and all the, and Chris and you.
I'll answer that question. I knew I was going to get this on air. You knew it too, didn't you, Mr. Producer? Okay, I'll answer that question as soon as we get back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
During the break, somebody had called into the network and said about Irwin Schiff that, no, he's not in jail, that the trial is still proceeding, and I do believe that the jury is deliberating right now, Mr. Producer. And and this is out of the Ninth Circuit Court. Evidently, the jury wanted to see the copies of the law that, you know, required you to pay income tax. Well, the judge can't show it to him, so he denied their request. That's what this whole thing is about. There is no law that says that you have to pay income taxes. Certain individuals and entities have to, but by and large, Americans by the pound out there, by the millions, don't owe any taxes to the IRS. So we will get Mr. Irwin Schiff on the program, and we'll pick his brain. Now, Joe, you asked me the question, why isn't this particular guy on the air anymore? Hello, Joe?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
We feel as though we're attached to them. You know, you get used to them, you get to like them and agree and disagree and shout at them.
Yeah. I like him myself, but I kept running into a problem. And I'd had several discussions with the talk show host in question here, and we could never resolve the fact that, no, I don't want Aryan Nations people. I don't want Ku Klux Klan people up. I don't want to give any airtime to anybody of that ilk. And by bringing, who was this guy? He was the head of the Nationalist Socialist Party, right? Bill White.
Yeah, that's it.
And on our archives, there was overthrow.com, and when you clicked that on, there was their site. And I think it was either Eichmann or one of the top honchos for the Nazi party. There, his picture was on the page. I don't want this network connected with any of that stuff.
Okay.
And I'd had previous conversations with the talk show host about it, and he said, yeah, okay, I won't do that anymore. Well, the minute I said that, I turn around and I've got the National Socialist people. Look. I understand, and
the reason that's why I asked, because I mean, this is a free network, and they say they're uncensored.
No, Joe, look, can you walk into a crowded theater and yell fire?
Not unless if there's a fire, you better get him out.
Well, that's right. If there's a fire,
yeah.
But my point here is that you draw unnecessary heat from different quarters by doing something, and if he would have, I never understood where his position was on a lot of these issues. And so my thing is that I don't give the KKK, the Aryan Nations, Nationalist Socialist Party, I don't give any of these clowns airtime. And I don't care if they're a guest or a caller. I just don't. So,
is that because it draws unnecessary heat?
Well, it's not. Look, we're all going to be under a certain amount of heat anyhow, but this time is better served in more positive things rather than doing this kind of stuff.
Okay, well, see, it's something that I didn't know, and
yeah. No, I happen to like the guy. I mean,
yeah,
I just went down to a deal. He had a thing at a supper club and went out with a couple of friends here in Austin, went and saw the guy. He's an immensely talented man. He's got his own big band aside from doing supper club type of stuff. He's a remarkable and resourceful guy. I just couldn't get him off of this track that he found himself in. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, because he used to own a bar. He seems like a nice guy.
Well, he's not a bad guy at all. I'm not saying he is.
I hope you guys can work it out and get him back, because I really enjoy hearing him. You know, because you don't seem like the type of guy that treats people that way. I know the big network does that. But any more words on Irwin Schiff? Because he's had a lot of run-ins with the law.
Well, and that's why I'm going to attempt to talk to Irwin this time instead of his underlings, and I'll schedule Irwin out again. I evidently couldn't make it on that one day. I think it was supposed to be on last Wednesday. He couldn't make it because he was in court.
Yeah, he made it with George, so.
All righty. Okay, Joe, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. All right, John Rodney, John and others, hang on, 800-313-9443. And, well, here's a story that I must do, and it won't sound racial, folks, when I do it, because you know what? Charlie Reese wrote it. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.